Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evenings, 7:30 or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. It is Mr. Ken Hellenius. Top of the morning to you.
And a top of the morning to you, sir.
So I joke a little bit because we're going to talk about St. Patrick. But what is, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, what is the origin of the Hellenius name?
Well, the name itself refers to the Hellenic Peninsula, Greece, the home of Greece. But we are a Swedish family.
Ah.
Apparently, the story is told that in the 18th and 19th centuries, there were way too many Johnsons in Sweden. And so lots of people took different names. And so we are originally the Johnson family, one of the Johnson families of Sweden. But there was also a Latinization and a kind of kick. And so we became the Helleniuses, or I like to refer to us as the Hellenii in plural.
I like that, the Hellenius. Well, you and my wife could get together and talk Swedish things. She's all Swede, so I like that. You must be a big fan of lutefisk.
I am proud to say I've never actually had lutefisk.
Really?
I've had lefse, which is the kind of Norwegian potato pancake kind of thing. Also, you know, and I've gone to many a Lucia Fest. I think we've even talked about St. Lucy before.
That's right, yeah.
So, growing up, we used to go to the Swedish Club in Seattle every, for social events, especially around Christmas time and in December. But I've not been to Sweden. My wife, I married a Carlson with a K, and so she is also a Scandinavian woman, and she's been to her home country of Sweden. We've talked about it. As close as I've ever gotten, honestly, is the food court at IKEA.
I like that. Well, if you can't be there, I guess that's the next best thing right there.
That's right.
They do have meatballs.
The tasty Swedish meatballs. I'm not going to lie. Swedish meatballs at IKEA are what I like to refer to as my home ethnic food. So, yeah.
I like that. Well, we are talking with Ken Hellenius, not O. Hellenius, although we are going to talk about St. Patrick. Let me ask you this, though. You're at the University of Notre Dame. So how did, if you can answer this, how did Notre Dame get connected with, of course, the Fighting Irish?
Yeah, that's a really fascinating story, and it's actually been written up in, Smithsonian Magazine and stuff. The nickname actually comes from a clash with the Klan in Indiana. The KKK used to be very strong in Indiana. As a matter of fact, the governor was a member of the Klan and things like that. And, of course, the Notre Dame is this Catholic outcropping, this Catholic outpost in Indiana, and the Klan is very anti-Catholic. And there was a rally, the 20s, there was a rally in South Bend that was specifically aimed at kind of intimidating the Catholics.
Right.
And many of the students who Notre Dame has not always necessarily been an elite university.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much the university of the working kind of class, especially Catholic immigrants and things like that. And so there was a clash between students and the Klan, and the students really got the better part of it. And they were kind of referred to as the Fighting Irish, and referring to a number of the student body,
right?
But then that has become a proud, obviously one of the great proud monikers of team names, and kind of that's how the Fighting Irish, founded by an Irish or by a French, kind of Catholic religious order,
right,
in northern Indiana, became the Fighting Irish.
Wow, that's interesting. I never knew that. That's a great story. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's good. That's good to know. And of course, that transitioned us into St. Patrick. St. Patrick's Day coming up in just a little less than a week. And of course, we think of St. Patrick's, I think, here in the United States, lots of parties and revelry. And of course, it is fun, but probably really not the real basis of St. Patrick's Day. I actually worked with a woman who was born in Dublin, Ireland, and they look at St. Patrick's Day, she told me, really more as like a Christmas-like celebration, very reverent, families get together and not the big party thing.
Yeah, it's a holy day of obligation in Ireland. because this is, we're celebrating really the patron saint of Ireland. The he has these great titles, the Apostle of Ireland. Our Orthodox brothers and sisters call him equal to the apostles and the enlightener of Ireland. I love that title, equal to the apostles, because he's the one who really helped helped Christianity. It already had a root in Ireland before he arrived, but he really helped kind of help the faith spread. He himself wrote that he baptized thousands during his ministry, his missionary ministry in Ireland. Born around 385 in Roman Britain, he actually was an Englishman, essentially, you know, a member kind of born in England, or Britain, I should say, son of a tax collector, actually was abducted by Irish pirates and taken at age 16 and taken to the island of Ireland, where he was basically treated as a slave. He was a shepherd. And during his time there for about 6 years, he deepened his faith in Christ. He wasn't a religious young man, but he deepened his faith in Christ and really became fluent in the Irish language and culture. After about 6 years, he escaped his captivity. He wrote that he heard a voice telling him, a ship is ready for you. So he ran away and convinced the pilot of the ship to take him with him. And he took him back to Britain, or at least that was the goal. But details are kind of unclear, but the popular story is that on his way back, he was captured again, but this time taken to France, where he spent some time in captivity there. But while he was in France, he learned about monasticism, and he was ordained a priest. And at the end of his captivity, he had a vision of an Irishman giving him the quest of bringing Christianity to Ireland. And so he went and he took this as his mission. And legends, at that point, then his actual ministry is kind of steeped in legend more than fact. We don't know precisely when he died or where he died. But in many ways, you know, as kind of you explained, Patrick is what we would call a synecdoche for Irish culture itself. Patrick represents all of Ireland to us in the modern mind. And so when we say Patrick, we invoke everything. We invoke Green, we invoke the Shamrock, we invoke all of the legendary stories, but we don't necessarily have a lot of fact other than the fact that he was a missionary in Ireland who really did help Christianity become the dominant faith and really brought the faith to Ireland. And so that's why, you know, actual Irish people celebrate this as a holy day. The rest of us tend to celebrate the popular aspects of St. Patrick's Day, the you know, corned beef hash or, you know, corned beef and cabbage and Guinness and all those sorts of things.
Are you a fan of Guinness?
Love Guinness.
Yeah.
Yep. Guinness, I love corned beef. I like the boiled dinner. Not as big a fan of Irish soda bread myself. I think it needs much more butter in order to make it palatable. But but I do love, I love corned beef and cabbage and Guinness and Jameson's and all of those delightful things about Irish culture. And I love the rosary. You know, all the things that we associate. You know, the Celtic cross that we often have the image of. Kind of, you know, with the green beads and things like that. I associate these very positive things with Ireland and with St. Patrick.
Absolutely. No, it's a great time of year. I always look forward to it, and it is always worthy of a celebration. So we will look forward to that as well coming up, and like I said, just a little less than a week on the 17th. He is Ken Hellenius, our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Well, Ken, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much on the story of St. Patrick. We hope you have a very wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Take care. And St. Patrick, pray for us.
Pray for us. God bless. Have a great weekend.